Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings to all of my friends out there. Glad to have you with me on the Deeper Daily Podcast. It's a beautiful time to be alive, an incredible time to be alive in an era where the gospel can go out so rapidly and so inexpensively by internet. You can reach people all over the world, and I'm so thankful to be alive in this hour where we can tell you about the good news of Jesus and the returns that we're getting on that. The testimonies are just incredible, and I'm just thankful every day. So praise God for you, and I hope to be able to continue by God's grace to just take you deeper. Let's go deeper into John 12 today. We're in the 27th verse. Jesus is about to predict his own death on the cross. He's not going to, of course, specifically say the cross, but he's going to give a reference that is not lost on his Jewish audience. Let's start in 27. Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose, I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Now, I use the first sentence of 28 as a complete thought. All of those words are written and read. It was one large thought that Jesus gave. And see in that first half that his soul is troubled. The soul is the psyche. It's the mind. Jesus' mind is troubled about what he has to do. But his rebuttal to that troubling is, well, what should I say? Father, save me from this hour. I'm not going to ask to be relieved from this hour. This is the hour that I came for. And so it shows me that in the face of what he had to do, Jesus had a troubling in his soul. There was a thought that crossed his mind not to do this. I don't think in my own spirit that Jesus is afraid to die. I think that the troubling in his soul is what he's about to have happen to him, not the nails, not the thorns, not the beatings. He is about to be the sacrifice. He is about to have placed upon him the sin of the world. What an amazing moment. No, there's no man on the face of the earth that has ever lived that can understand the troubling that Jesus is going through. And he says, Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. Therefore, the people who stood by and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said, an angel has spoken to him. And so what we see happening is the moment that Jesus gives this public prayer, which is, you know, Father, glorify your name, God actually speaks from heaven. This is one of two times in the Gospels that God speaks out loud from heaven, three times. Here, Transfiguration, and the Jordan River when Jesus is baptized. At Jordan, the Father says, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. At Transfiguration, when Peter says, let's build three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah, a voice sounds from heaven and says, this is my Son, hear him, pointing Peter away from Moses and Elijah and on to Jesus. And then thirdly, here in John 12, the voice says, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. The first time it's to the public. This is my beloved Son. I am well pleased. The second time at Transfiguration, it's to Peter. The third time, it's specifically to Jesus, though the crowd hears it. But it's God saying to the Son, I have glorified, I will glorify it. And this tells us about a dual glorification of the name through Jesus. The name of the Father has been glorified through the Son and the way that he lived, the way that he made the Father look. The way that Jesus dies makes the Father look good as well. And as I said early on in this study of John, Jesus was coming to change the perception that man had of God. And the way that he lived made the Father look glorious. And the way that he died makes the Father look glorious. And so both in his life and then in his death, the Father looks glorious, and that, of course, his resurrection is a part of that glorification as well. We'll get into the next big statement about judgment tomorrow. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.